We are learning Maseches B'Metzia, Daf Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 11 lines from the top of Daf Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, end of a line. Rav Kahana, Yovu Zuzi Akista. Rav Kahana was the seller, and someone gave him money for flax. L'soy fi Akista, before he delivered the flax to the buyer, he got a little down payment, and before he delivered it, he went up in price. So he wanted to be chayzer now, because he'd get much more money for that flax. Also, kamei the rab or malei b'mayd nekita zuzi havlu. That he gave money for. Let's say he gave 10%. 10% of the flax you have to give. Ivyidach the rest is dvarim inu. With dvarim ain behem mishum mechusri amana. The rest is only dvarim. That you can be chayzer. It's rav l'shitase that we had in yesterday's blad. It's rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav held to make a down payment. You only koina. It's only mishapara. Only mishapara. Only keneged what you paid. But besides for that, there's no mishapara. Rav Yechon held to give a down payment as a part on the whole entire purchase. According to Rav, only Kenega that. So Rav Latame that says that it's only Mishapara Kenega what I paid for, and the rest is Dvarim, the Itma, and Dvarim is the name by Mishum Chosra Amana. And really that's Machlekes also, the Itma, Dvarim, Rav Amma Aimbaham Mishum Chosra Amana. Rav says that Dvarim are not considered Chosra Amana. Rav Yechon Yom Yeshbe Mishum Chosra Amana. Machlekes Rav and Yechonon, if someone makes up a deal with someone, then he walks into the store and says, you know what, I'm going to buy that oven, and then he leaves, he doesn't give any money, he says he's going to buy it, and the next day he says, no, I found a better price, I don't want to buy it. So that's called Mechus Riyamon, according to Rav Yechanan. According to Rav, it's called Mechus Riyamon. It's called Rav Rav Yechanan if you're called Mechus Riyamon, which is not like a Mishapara, but it's not a good thing either, that you call them someone who doesn't keep his word, and that's the Machlokes, is that a problem or not?
When does
Mishapara
kick in?
Mishapara is when you give money. That's possible. Mishapara is when you give money. Because Mishapara is like, for example, of Maya's kindness. Mishapara is when you give money. I bought it. They didn't make Mashiach yet. That's Mishapara. Dvarim is was no money. Here the case was actually we only give money part of it, and so Rav holds that only part of it is Mishapara. The other part is Dvarim. So on the other part, so Rav Yechon would argue on the case of the story of kind of for two reasons. First of all, he would argue that the money makes a mishapara on the whole thing. And even if you hold not, he holds Mechus Riyamon on the rest. So you'd argue on two parts of that story. But this, the Itmar is not talking about that story. Itmar is not. Dvarim is like this. If you make up in Dvarim, is Mechus Riyamon or not? Meisvei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ma Tam Eloima, what's wrong with the Pasuk that says, in the parasha that you have to keep your word. It says, Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifet Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek, Yilachem, Niyashem HaKechem, Asher Shizichem, Yitzrayim. The Pasuk says that, it's Pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, I think, that there, you have to make sure your weights are perfect. So the Gemara's Kash is, if it already says, Eifas Tzedek, Eifa is, a hin is included in an Eifa. Why? Because a hin is 12 lugan. And an Eifa is 3 Sa'in, which is 72 Lugan. So an Eifa already includes in it a hen. Includes in it a hen already. And so it's already Eifa Tzedek. Why do you have to say hin Tzedek? That has to be the measurement to call a hen, which is 12 Lugan, that has to be perfect. If by an Eifa, we're saying can't be missing a Kol Shu, even in such a big shear, so a Kol Shu is nothing, in a small shear, for sure you shouldn't be missing anything. So why do you have to say it? That yes and no should be true also. That's the positive teaching us. So it's a raya, the problem of Chosri Amano. No, that case is something else. Like Rashi explains, it means that when I'm saying the Dibur, at that time, I shouldn't have a mind to change. But let's say something changed afterwards, Rav holds, there's no Mechus Riyamon. Let's Rashi Rashi inside. Rashi is more to the top of the arm. Rashi is, Shlo Yidab Echa Peh, B'shoshu Oimer, Hadibur, Lo Yevi Dayt L'shanes. Avam Nishtana Ashar, if the price changed, like Azman, V'choyzeboy, L'fishina Ashar, Enkei Chasor Namana. By Dvarim alone, Rav saying that if the price changed, then I could change my mind. But even Rav will agree that if there's no reason to change your mind, you're just changing your mind because I saw the man in the mood, that for sure is considered a Mechus Riyamon. It's not Nishtan HaShar, Dr. Ritva. If the Shar didn't change, even Rav will be moided as Mechus Riyamon. So tomorrow, Vait, the Meis, V'noi Kasha. Rav Shimon Oimer, this is the device we had on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Meis, Rav Shimon Oimer, Afpi, Sha'om Ru Talas, Koina, Dinner Zav, Vain Dinner Zav, Koina Talas, even though we said that if you make a Mashiach on the Talas, then you Mechayev the Zav. But Mashiach on the Dinner Zav, which is the money, currency, not Koina Talas. Mekomokim Kachalocha, This is the halacha. It's not they can be chayzer. Av amr misha para manchadar marv manchadar flaga who also far misha nevaymedvura. So far no kasha. So you have to go vayt in the brisa. And the sefer of the brisa says that if you just chayzer from dvarim without money, ain ruach chacham noichemenu. Like we learned yesterday's amud that the end of the brisa says that by dvarim ain ruach chacham noichemenu. So the kasha is the first of the brisa says there's a problem chusir amana. It says if someone changes his gnawing by dvarim, ain ruach chacham noichemenu. So it's a kasha on Rav. So tomorrow you're right. This brisa definitely is not like Rav. 100%. But the Rav says, I have another Tana like me, Tanoi. The Tana looks at the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in the Sechas of Payim later on in the Masechta. Maisa Rabbi Yechem and Masya, Sho'imer Lebnoi, the Rabbi Yechem and Masya told his son, Tzevis Cholon Payim, go hire me workers, I need workers to do some work in my house. Hire me some workers. Halach, he went, and he made up with them to come work, and he also made them, he gave them Mazinus. Upasik la Mazinus. When he came back to his father, why did you do that? Why did you make up mazonos? Make up mazonos, then you got to give him the best meal possible. Fill out the Islam kasuda shleima b'shaitoi, even make him like a suda shleima while he was melech, which means a great suda, like a malchus de kasuda. So don't make, you have to make him specifically. You're giving them bread and salt. Ela achlo yaschil malacha, since they didn't start malacha yet, which didn't it's not a kinyan yet. Say volume of them, go back to them and say, Amanasha in lechem olai, that I'm only giving you ela pas for kidneys without. Only giving you bread and kidneys. Only giving you chickpeas. That's all I'm giving you. I'm giving you a pas and chickpeas. That's it. Kidneys. And make it up. So now he's being chayzer really, because he made up already that he's coming to work. Now he's saying, being chayzer and start again. If you hold that dvarim is a chosimana, how do you tell him to go back out? So here it must be, he holds no mechusir amana. So Rav says, I have Rav Yechon ben Masya on my side. I have Rav Yechon ben Masya on my side that says that there's no problem mechusir amana. You have that price of Rav Shimon. Good. I have Tanoi. So tomorrow, no. So Rav Yechon Ketaina, that this is not even Raya Tanoi. The Tosfos Rav speaks out, I've had according to Rav, this is Tanoi, this is Tana holds like him. But Rav Yechon can say, no, I hold this mechusir amana. I, the story is not a Raya at all. Shani Hosam, the Poyalim Gufay Loi Samchadatayo. The Poyalim himself would not say Mechdas when the son made up with them to come work. My time, Amede Yadi Dalavu Samach. They knew, the workers knew, that he's hiring them for the father. So I know, I'm not saying Mechdas told the father, okay, is the deal. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, no Smichas Das. Yachet Philos Chilim Lach Onami. It means Bishlam until now was saying it was Dvarim alone. So Schil Malacha is a form of a Kenyan when you stand the Chilik. But now they're saying is no Smichas Das. So what's the difference if it started working? It says, actually, Schil Malacha go be Chayza. What's the difference if it started working? It's the same no Smichas Das. Yachet Philos Schil Malacha Nami. Moran says, no, Schil Malacha Vadi Samchadatayo. By Schil Malacha is Samech Das. Omru, Meim Amakameh Davu Avanichla, he must have told his father already and his father's masking. If we started working, he must have told his father already and we started working. So like upon him, we got out of that maisa for Rabbi Yechon at least, that there, Rabbi Yechon holds that there is b'chus yamana. They were not samech das. By b'schil malacha, they're samech das, but not samech das. Frank the Gemara, me Rabbi Yechon hachi, the Rabbi Yechon really say is no b'chus yamana, but Amma, he says that there is a problem, Rabbi Yechon says there is a problem b'chus yamana, me Rabbi Yechon hachi, there is a problem b'chus yamana, but Amma, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, oyim l'chaveir, someone goes to a friend and says, you know, I'm telling this halach, you know, I'm giving you a present for Yontem, I'm giving you a present. So Yachal Achzba, he could be Chayza. Yachal Pshita, of course, he could be Chayza. What he always said was words. Elo Mutal Achzba, the Chayza is allowed to be Machzba. I face the Kasha, what I'm the Chosra Mono, Rabbi Yechon holds the Chosra Mono, that if you change your mind, you're considered someone who's not reliable, and that's not a good thing.
Anything,
yeah, if you say words, you say, I'm going to give you something, yes. And Rav Papa, Moide Rabbi Yechonon, B'matanu Mu'etes, the Somcha Daitai. So Mar says that Rav Papa holds his halacha that you're not allowed to be chayzer. So Moida is going on the last memra that he says mutal be chayzer. He's Moida, you cannot be chayzer. And this is because when I'm talking about this, which means like this: the only time Rav Yechon says halacha chayzer man is only something that is smich das. Moida Rav Yechon when I'm talking about something daite only by something that smich is das. And Tosfos speaks out. Top Tosfos, it's a very cryptic Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'yoyker nami yavek mei v'tanu mu'etas," which means the story we're talking about now, all these type of stories where when I'm priced, that's also like v'tanu mu'etas because there the smicha das pshas mechira. If I come up to you and say, I walk into the store and I say, you know, I like that. You tell me about GE oven, beautiful oven. I love that oven. Okay, I'm buying the oven. I just don't have money. I'm buying the oven. I'm coming back tomorrow. And he doesn't come back tomorrow. That's v'chusri amano. And that's like we're talking about this. Why? Because there was smicha das. Why shouldn't it be smicha das? What Tosfos means to say is, even if it goes up price the next day, you didn't know that. So everyone was smicha das at that time. So next day you want to be chayz, oh, when I got a better price somewhere else. That's still a halacha of smichas das, and that's like matana mu'etah. So there is b'chus re'amana. But if I go over to you and say, you know what, I'm giving you a present tomorrow, a $5,000 present. So then the guy is not smichas das anyway. So there's no b'chus re'amana. Hachinam mistavra, domra avom rav yechanon, yisrael sh'amar leben levi. It's talking mistav like that. Domra avom rav yechanon. Yisrael sh'amar leben levi. Yisrael tells a ben levi who collects meiser. It says, Kur Maisi Yashav Yodi. You know what? I have a big crop this year, and I have a Kur. It's a big amount. I have Maisi Yashav Yodi. I'm giving it to you, by the way. Kur Maisi Yashav Yodi. Ben Levi Rishoy Lassi Chumas Maisi HaMakam Acher. The Ben Levi can be confident that that's his. He can already take off Chumas Maisi HaMakam Acher on that item. Like Tosh Rosh says, that once I'm sure I'm getting it, it's like Makire Kahuna, Makire Levia, where it's like yours already. So yam b'shlomo l'matzlam ha'adabei, if you say it can't be chayz b'shemach rishoy, that's why it's mutter. Eli amas matzlam ha'adabei, am I rishoy? Why are you allowed to take off chumas mice? Maybe he's going to be back out. He's eating tevel. So what he was saying, bring a raya from here, because we had a kasher. Rabbi Yechon said, but if someone says, I'm giving you my tana, you're allowed to be chayzer. And the kasher was, are you allowed to be chayzer? Tamar says, no, only is he allowed to be chayzer, only by a big one. By a small matana, you can't be chayzer. And the raya is from here. Here, when it comes to maisa, it's always a small matana, because really, you have to get away anyway. You just tell who to give it to. So that's called toivis hana, and toivis hana is called a small matana, and the smichas das there. So you see from here, that smichas das is the you're not allowed to be chayzer. Because you see here, the Levi could already take off chumas maisa on this. He owes the coin chumas maisa. He could use this as his chumas maisa. So it's a riot to this yisoid that by tana mu'etas, Rabbi Yechon holds you cannot be chayzer. So Mara says, no, it's not a riot. Not a riot. You know why you can't be chayzer? The case there was, the Levi actually picked up the mice already and just left it there for safekeeping. He didn't have a big house, he left it for safekeeping. If that's the case, so it's pretty posh, then the Levi owns it already. So it says, Nosno leben Levi acher. Let's say land we're giving someone else. Ain loy love el tarimus. He only has on him tainus. All he has is tainus. Levi hasn't known anything yet. If the case was he picked it up and gave it back, so my loy love el tarimus. Keeping the mashke minus the gebay. If he made a mashicha, it's his moment. Elav shmami no, but loy not lu shmami no. And most of you are talking about where he did not take it. He did not take it yet, and it's a raya to the yisoid of matana mu'etas, and that's how we're sticking with that. The din of matana mu'etas is smichas das. So the halacha is that we pass like Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon holds yesh behem mechus re'amana. We pass it actually like Rabbi Yechonon that there is a din if someone backs out is mechus re'amana. And pashtus is even if it goes up in price. He makes up with something that goes down in price. Whatever case, even if price changes, once he makes up, there's mechus re'amana. But there's actually a shita of the Baal Hamar, a famous shita of the Baal Hamar, which is brought down the Ramah in the end of Siman Resh Dal. It says, because of Baal Hamar Zal, b'chod otara, I will betray Tari, two different shorim, less pay mechus mechus re'amana. And if he's arrived from the end of Perek Ezer Neshach, that if it's two taro, which means there's clearly the mistake in the shar, and it's a whole different shar, then you could be chayzer. But shar, we pass like that. Pashtus, we don't pass like that. Madam, a big shar, we pass like that. Look at the Ramah, the end of Siman Reish Dalet, and anyone who has a shiloh, when they make up something with someone and they want to back out, it's a real shiloh mechus re'amana. You have to speak to a rav to see what the halacha is. It's very negay by houses, it comes out a lot of times, but most of the time when someone writes a contract on a house, usually there's a bunch of clauses there that says clearly he's not smicha das yet, like attorney review. But let's say you made up, you wrote a contract, you didn't give any money yet, you wrote a contract, I'm going to buy your house, wrote up a whole contract and everything, then to be chayz is not so posh. Not so posh. Even verbal. Now, a lot of times, you write in the contract that it's going to go for attorney review. So it could be no smichas das, because that guy knows that until you do attorney review, you're not really being smichas das. So it could be it's like a matan maruba, not a matan maratas. But it's always a shayla, so you have to ask a shayla, and it's a shayla in Shulchan Aruch, exactly how he passed the gavra trei tari. It's a big shayla here. So the more vayta, who gavra? The yav zuz yashum shmi. The story was that a guy gave money to someone for shumshumi, for sesame seeds, l'soifi yaka shumshumi. Then sesame seeds went up, So the meicher was chayzer. He wanted to get more money. He could sell for double the price now. Hodibu. He was chayzer. And he said, Leslon Shumshmi, I don't have any. You know, sorry, I made a mistake. I don't have it. I'm going to give you back your money. Give me back your money. She calls Ruzek, take your money back. So the guy says, no, I want to take your money back. You promised me sesame seeds. I want my sesame seeds. So Lo Yishak was Ruzek. He left his money there. He said, I'm not taking it. And what happened? Ignat got stolen. Also came the Rava, Omalei, Kimin the Omri Loch. She calls Uzek, since he said, go take your money back, but he's shocked that he didn't take it. Not only am I not Hashem Yisachar, the Meicher, and Meicher is not Hashem Yisachar, El Afil Hashem Yichinam Yilehava. He's not even Hashem Yichinam. Omri Yabon LaRava, but Boy Lekvila Mishapara. But Lamaisa, he has to Mekal Mishapara, because he's being Chayzer from, the guy gave money for sesame seeds, now he's being Chayzer. So he still has to Mekal Mishapara, because he took money for something, and now, by saying that I'm not responsible for your money, basically I'm giving you back your money, it's your money, you have to get Mishapara. Yeah, you're right. The guy has to get a mishapara. Because either he delivers sesame seeds or he has mishapara. That was the story that we thought the story was. Amar Rapapi, Amali Ravina. Rapapi says, Ravina told me, Lidhi Amali Yahu Marabanan, a certain person told me, a certain choshev yid, either Rav Tavish Shmei, either name is Rav Tavish, V'amrila Rav Shmuel Azut Shmei. This tzaddik told me, the Aviyavle kol chalala ba'ama, someone gave me all the money in the world, I would not change my words. And this story with the Shumshimin, b'didi avavda, I was the seller. It means Rav Shmuel Bazucha or Rav Tavas was the seller. He says, I would never change my mind. So what was the real story of that story with the Shumshimin then? B'didi avavda, and ahu yoyma, apayi the malach Shabbos ava. It was Erev Shabbos, Baba Yasivna, and I was sitting Mav Sedra getting ready for Shabbos, but also who Gavra v'koyah above. The guy came and knocked on the door. Amali Islecha Shumshmi Lizvuni. He says, you know, do you have any Shumshmi to sell? I know you sell sesame seeds. A big sesame seller. Lizvuni Amri on top of Mentasna Beis. Amri Emrelei Loi Amali Loi. I said Loi. I don't have any Shumshmi. Amali. So he told me Lahav Anav Zuzi Bekadim Gavach. So keep this money because it's almost Shabbos. I'm running to Mincha. It's getting dark. Here, my house is a big house. Put it somewhere there. I'm spinning a basic, put it in my house. The mice of Ignav got stolen. Also, come the Rav. Call high basic. Not only you're not Hashem Yisachar when you say my house is in front of you. So it comes out, the way we learned the story over here, they never made up anything. He right away said, I don't have Shum Shemin. Oh, you need a place for your money? Put it in my house. And that you're not Chayef. So that was the real story. But part of the story is, part of the story was, you have to become a Shapara, there's only Shapara in such a case. So he said, the Ravina told me, that no, it was not part of the story, or maybe Ravina asked Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, or Rav Tavis, he asked him, isn't that part of the story? He said, no, that never happened, and the story never happened. The real story was, that the guy came to buy something, and he didn't have any money, and he left the money there in the house. He said, "Why come out?" And that's not called a shomer. It's not the Gemara Vayta. Shimon Omer, "Kol shakesef biyodoy yoda el yoyna." So we had in our Mishnah that you could be chayzer when I give money. Moyes is not koinos, at least mendera banon. Moyes is rice mendera banon, and you could be chayzer. Shimon says, "Not so simple." Only he could be chayzer, not the other one. Rav Shimon says, "Only the." Moichik could be chayzer, not the lekech. Tanya, Om Rav Shimon, Emesai v'zman shakesef v'apeiros v'yad moichik. When could you be chayzer? When could the moichik be chayzer? Because he has all the goods. He has the kesef and he has the peiros, so he could be chayzer still. Avol kesef v'yad moichik. If the kesef v'yad moichik, if a peiros v'yad lekech, which sounds like taka a final sale, full sale, ain't no yochel lachzaboy. You can't be chayzer. Why not? You can't be chayzer. You know why? Because the kesef is in his hand. Kesef is in whose hand? You can't be chayzer with kesef biyada. Kesef in whose hand? Biyad meichu. Biyada, it's in the lekech's hand. Biyad meichu, it's in the lekech's hand. El brisha dmei kesef biyada. Because the barter for his money, which is the thing he's buying, is in his hand already. So Mar says pshita. Of course, you can't be chayzer. The sale is over. If I give you money and you bring back Paris, the thing is over. So of course, you can't be chayzer. Amarava, Hachamayaskinon. So what are we talking about in this braisa? That we're saying that Rav Shimon is saying that you cannot be choizer once you give the pears. Obviously, you can't be choizer. What's the shaila? He said, the truth is, in this case, the lekech still was not koinet, but the meicher owned, he rented the upstairs of the lekech's house, and that's where he kept the pears. So time I had to kira bonus. Really now, according to Rav Shimon, actually, Evan agrees, really moy is koinet. So really, when the lekech gives money, he owns the pears. Why do we say wait to do mashicha? Because the pears may get burnt and he's not going to save it. But here, it's in his house. Over here, it's in the house of the lekech. He's right there to save it. We don't have to make the takana in this case. So this is a cloud we had a few times already. Since Moy is going to the Raisa, if it's Milsla Shicha, or in this case where there's no reason for the Takana, we say Taka Moy is kindness. So that's what it means in the Braisa when it says that if the Keser Moycha perish al Kech, means not be al Kech, it doesn't make a Mashicha is Pasha. It means if it's in his house, so then you say Moy is kindness. And you don't say there's a Chshash, this is a Ruchita Valia. Ahu Gavra, no, that's why we make an incentive that he could back out. We say like this, a moichah could back, we want the moichah to save it. We're scared it's going to get burnt. The moichah can save it, it's yours. So we made an incentive, the moichah could back out in when a price goes up, and therefore we'll save it. But here you don't need incentives to save it, because it's in the lekech's house. You don't need to make an incentive for the moichah to save it, because the lekech's right here. What are you worried about? It's going to be a fire, the lekech's going to save it. It's his stuff. Yeah, so that's why you do it. Who gavra do yav zuzi achamra? The certain person gave money for wine. L'soif at the end shama the kaboy leminsvei the parzik rufla. There was sometimes gzera there that anyone had wine had to give it to the party of the ambassador there, the minister, the parzik rufila, the governor of the city. When he made a suda, he collected all the wine. So I just bought the wine. You're going to take it? I don't want to buy the wine. It's like he's throwing the money in the garbage, and he gave money ready for it. On Malay, havli zuzi, give him back, going back to the cell, give back the money. Levi nechamra, I don't want to buy wine. So shaila is, could it be chayzer or not? Ask me, Rechista, on Malay, kederach tiktum v'shicha v'meichrim, kach tiktum v'shicha v'lekuchayz. Just like Rechista said, just like with Masakin, that the meicher could be chayzer, the lekech could be chayzer also. That even Rab Shimon, who holds that Lekech usually cannot be Chayzer, is masking over here could be Chayzer. Because here, it's going to be taken away and lost Legamri, here he's masking with Chayzer. And what about Mishapara? Toysis and the Rosh say also, there's no Mishapara in such a case. In such a case, where I give money for something, and here, it's going to be taken away completely, there's no Mishapara in such a case. Only Mishapara, where the case is that you're being chayzer because the price went up or down. But when it's been taken away, then there's no Mishapara. I'll read you a little bit of Tosis. Memzayna Beidim Vasli Amris. Tosis says that since this Gemara is brought right after Rav Shimon, Mashma, the Afla Rav Shimon Islay Rav Chista, Vafilo Mishapara Leka, Kivin the Ika Hefsa Legamri. Midloy Omalei, don't be more and say, Zil Kabalak Mishapara, Kedomir Rechia, doesn't say that. And therefore, in such a case, it's only Mishapara when it's Yukur Vezul. And they also, they're. But no, there's no Yukur Vezul, they're here, it's a take away the Legamri, there's no Mishapara. And I'm saying, even over here, Rav Shimon is masking to this halacha.